We can accept the fact that we all grow old and still quibble with some of the details. Few people enthusiastically look forward to ending life in a home, the usual shorthand for nursing home. We'd rather live in our homes. Aging in place, as it's known, has more supports than it used to have. One version is called PACE for short, and that stands for Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And All Care Health just opened a PACE center in Grants Pass. Let's hear about the program. Deneen Silva is Chief Nursing Officer for the operation. Deneen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for having us this morning. We're so excited to be able to share the PACE model with you.
Good to have you both. Dana Sheehan's our other guest, a PACE nurse practitioner. Welcome, Dana.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Mm-hmm. Good to have you. So, Deneen, start us off. I mean, give us the basic run of the PACE model.
Sure. So, as you said, the PACE acronym stands for Programs of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And the PACE program itself, it gives coordinated medical and social service care to those who really want to continue living in their own home or community environment. The model is an interdisciplinary team model, and what that means is that is the heart of the PACE program. It is 11 core disciplines that work together with a potential PACE client to really drive the care and wrap around very comprehensive and rich services to support an individual who wants to remain at home for as long as possible and as independent as possible. The eligibility criteria for a PACE participant is that you need to be 55 years or older. You need to be living in the designated service area, and we have service areas within Jackson and Josephine County. The person needs to be meeting the state eligibility criteria for long-term care services and supports or nursing facility level of care. And then additionally, they need to be able to live safely within the community at the time of enrollment. Our center is a 15,000 square foot center. It's comprised of a medical clinic, a adult day center component, a dining center component, a therapy center, fully outfitted therapy for occupational, physical, speech therapies. We also have a recreational center on site. We have an outdoor garden on site. We have a salon on site. So lots of services come together to really add value to an individual's overall continuum of care as they age. PACE is truly the gold standard of care in the nation. There's around 133 PACE programs in the nation currently. They operate in over 31 states, and so we're really thrilled to be able to be the first PACE program in Southern Oregon.
So, Deneen, the fact that there is a PACE center, as you mentioned, with a daycare, well, you didn't say daycare, you said day center, therapies, dining facilities, these indicate that we're not talking strictly in-home then for a senior all day long.
That is correct. So how the PACE model functions is most of our clients come to the PACE center. So on average, an individual would come two times per week, and they could come to receive all of the services on site, or they could come to just receive a few of them. So we do provide care in the home if someone is unable to come to the center. But one of the best features about PACE is that it truly simplifies care. It makes caring for an elder more simplistic. And really, you can accomplish a lot. You can imagine if you bring an elder to a site where they can see their doctor, they can go have their physical therapy, they can have some labs, they can go do and have some recreational time and play a game of bingo or read or work on the computer station, have a light breakfast and a hot lunch. Additionally, transportation is provided through PACE. So the majority of our PACE clients are transported to our program, and they are transported home. Specialty care is also provided, so we may have to coordinate someone going and having an x-ray while they're visiting, or they may have to go over to the hospital to have a procedure done. So it is really sort of a one-stop shop, and I think that's why it is the gold standard of care.
So Dana Sheehan, for a person like yourself, a nurse practitioner, trying to keep close tabs on people you care for, I mean, is it easier then because you're going to see them more often through a PACE center?
Correct. Yes, that's exactly how it works. So
As a primary care provider for the PACE organization, we have the ability to see our participants much more often and frequent than you would at a typical clinic. And I also have the advantage of having all of the other members of my PACE team looking for me. So it might be a driver that brings something to our attention that they notice that, you know, Mrs. Smith isn't acting like herself today. And so just that report from the driver is going to filter directly to the primary care team. And we'll be able to see that person in real time that day. They have 24-hour access to the PACE care team. We are available 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So if anything happens on a, you know, Sunday evening at 4 a.m., we're there. It takes one phone call, and we will not only answer the call, but we can also go to the person's home if we need to and see what's going on there. So we do. We have a bird's eye view, and we have an up close and personal approach to each participant and getting to know them with our entire team so that we can recognize issues first and before anything, you know, terrible happens, or if it gets to the point where, you know, they end up in a hospital or an acute care setting, that's what we're trying to avoid. And with the PACE model, you're able to avoid a lot of those urgent care visits because we're able to handle it right here in our clinic.
Because you're seeing people. And how often then do people tend to come in for the day programs, for example? Are they there 5 days a week, 7 days a week, a couple times, whenever they feel like it?
So that's individually based, averaging twice a week. But that would be an individually based decision that we would make for that person. It might be appropriate for them to come 3 or 4 days a week. And for someone else, it might be that they only want to come once a week, or that they only want to maybe come a couple times a month. So it just really depends on that person and their needs.
We are talking about PACE, the Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, a chance for seniors who might otherwise be in more comprehensive care outside of their homes to stay in their homes. So aging in place, but provided through a center, in this case, the newer PACE Center that All Care Health has set up in Grants Pass. We're talking to Deneen Silva, the Chief Nursing Officer, and Dana Sheehan, a PACE nurse practitioner. You can join us on the exchange. Your questions, your comments are welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Deneen, do I understand this is the first in rural Southern Oregon anyway?
It is. That's correct. Yes.
Does the service area extend to Medford, for example?
So it does. Our service area is comprised of 9 zip codes. So we service parts of Josephine County and parts of Jackson County. And you can check out our service area map on the All Care Health website. There is a PACE tab, and if an individual is interested, they can just click on that, and that will show them each of those designated areas that we provide care for.
So, Dana Sheehan, am I correct in assuming that if something like this is present in the community, as it is now in Grants Pass, that some people who might have otherwise been at that decision point of going to a nursing home can at least hold off on making that decision?
Absolutely. So if you are questioning that and wanting to stay independent and living in the community, then you would have the option to call our enrollment team. They could go through that with you and figure out whether or not you would be an eligible candidate for our program and our services. And they could walk you through those next steps. But I think that it's a great idea if you feel like that might be appropriate for your loved one or yourself, even that you're looking at some additional care, that you would, you know, consider PACE as an option.
So, Deneen, talk about the steps that All Care went through to get into this and why it was deemed important enough to bring this model into Josephine County.
Sure. So All Care Health is truly immersed in the provision of care for, our local communities. And what we realized over the last several years was that there is a true gap for elders who have really concentrated medical needs and social service needs. And we recognized that in the nation there was this program that the outcomes were outstanding. Individuals were not having to enroll permanently into facilitated nursing home level of care when they were plugged into it. They actually lived longer. They had improved quality of life. And so AllCare started doing research about 6 years ago. And then about 2.5 years ago, we commenced in this journey to go ahead and establish a contract through CMS and through the state of Oregon to provide this type of care. It has been a long journey. We are thrilled that we are finally open. And I think truly this reflects AllCare's mission that really they do serve vulnerable populations. They understand the needs of the community. And I really believe that this is going to be very impactful in many people's lives.
Let's come back to the long journey part of that. What were some of the obstacles that got in the way of AllCare establishing the PACE Center?
Sure. Well, you can imagine building a 15,000-square-foot state-of-the-art center. That is a lot to undertake. The center itself is beautiful. You can take a tour of the center online on the AllCare Health website. So that's a very long process. And building it, we built the center according to the best features of PACE programs throughout the nation. So the time was really spent on making sure that this was going to be a beautiful and functional site for folks. The application process to become a PACE provider is incredibly rigorous. There is a lot of involvement from CMS and a lot of involvement from the state to make sure that you're qualified.
CMS being the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
That is correct. Thank you. And that process takes a good year to get through that application process, including site visits to check off your facility and make sure that it is meeting all of the required elements. PACE is highly regulated, which is a good thing. It means that you provide quality care. The standards are high to maintain that care level. And so those efforts, it was a big lift. And I think that the care that was put into it is evidenced by this facility and by the type of staff and quality care that's being provided here.
It sounds a bit like a nursing home without private rooms.
It's really more independent. The mm-hmm. model itself is very unique. We strive to not be like a nursing home. There are features that the care level, you know, we have nurses, we have doctors, nurse practitioners, social workers, physical therapists, occupational therapists, dietitians, rec therapists. So we have all the elements. But truly, the PACE Center is a home environment. It's not residential. So when an individual comes by for a visit, they generally walk through the center and they just are awestruck and say, this is like a home away from home. Mm-hmm. And it really is. A lot of our individuals are much more independent than what you would see patients within a nursing home setting. And for those that really are on that fence where they could be placed in a nursing home, we really build independence around them, and we support them so that, you know, they stay as independent as long as possible.
Dana Sheehan and Deneen Silva are guests on the Jefferson Exchange talking about the PACE Center in Grants Pass of AllCare Health. You can join us at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Dana, I want to come back to that point, though, about the people who are just generally happier. I mean, in the medical profession, a lot of things you're going to measure, you know, vital signs and dosages of medications and all that sort of thing. But it seems like this would be a trickier one, at least at first, to get a hold of. But the fact is that from what Deneen was saying, it seems like you've gotten to a point where you can say, yeah, people do seem to live longer when they're in their homes.
Yes, absolutely. And so that is definitely the trend that we're seeing since, you know, PACE was started. And, you know, and I think that it goes back to the model of PACE, which puts the participant at the center of the entire focus. All of our services are focused on that participant. In a typical outpatient model, the provider is kind of at the center of the clinic, and everything kind of swarms around that provider, you know. But here, as soon as that person walks in the door, I mean, they are greeted with an entire team of people that just cannot wait to be with them, to provide their expertise, to help the person get through whatever may ail them. So overall, you really do end up with a happy population of individuals that are looking forward to coming here rather than kind of dreading that day at the doctor's office. It's a very different feeling. When you come, you might have a meal. You might sit down with a friend and chat or play a game of cards. You might hang out with a social worker and then, you know, maybe go to a therapy and then have a clinic visit. And that could also be interrupted. You know, it might not be a good day for a clinic visit for that particular person. And so we might, you know, change the day around and take care of whatever it is that they need that day. Maybe they just need a quiet afternoon in the sun. So we do some gardening that day. And that's just something that there's absolutely no way I could meet somebody's needs like that in a regular clinic with a 15 to 30 minute visit time. There is no visit time over my head. I don't have to worry about billing for services. I don't have to worry about, meeting a certain deadlines. You know, it's very different. It's just a relaxed feeling when the person comes in. We are focused on meeting their needs, getting them to their best possible functioning capability and just making sure that their lives are enriched. That's our goal. And I think we're really capable of doing that with a good team.
So let me come back to that about the clinic visits. There are no scheduled appointments. You just more or less float in and go where you're needed, when you're needed?
There's both. So we do have scheduled clinic visits. It does run. So it's kind of a combination. So you have somewhat of an urgent care setting. You have some of the traditional kind of clinics setting. And then we also have kind of that long-term care setting that you were talking about, where we could have somebody in there for observation for the day. So we do have a schedule that we follow. But because, you know, the driver might report that finding on Ms. Smith, we might bridge Ms. Smith in for a visit that wasn't planned. And then, you know, like I said, Mr. Jones, maybe he's not feeling up to the clinic today. And so he might then just say, okay, you know what, we're going to move back to tomorrow. And so that's kind of how that works. It's very fluid.
Deneen, we got about less than a minute left here. How many people can be served out of the All Care Health PACE Center in Grants Pass, and how many have signed up so far?
Sure. So we opened on March 1st, and we can serve 150 individuals. We are enrolling anywhere between 5 and 10 per month. We've had 60 referrals to date, and those referrals, we go through an enrollment process, and then also our local APD office goes through an enrollment process in tandem with us. And so it can take up to 45 days to become a PACE enrollee. And so at the point that we have that 150 participants, we would like to eventually expand to an additional second site. So that's kind of where we are at this point.
Okay. We will see how things grow there. The All Care Health PACE Center Grants Pass. PACE standing for Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. Deneen Silva's Chief Nursing Officer. Dana Sheehan, a PACE nurse practitioner. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.